reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite, Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. So, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very briefly. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And yes, my name is Mustafa. I'm a student here and I'm studying in Hoza. I'm studying psychology and originally I'm from Pakistan, but I've lived in different countries.
I am Bita and I'm a student in Tehran University and I'm studying medicine actually. And that's it.
Welcome, both of you. Welcome to your very studio. There was this interesting book that was called Women from Venus.
Women are from Venus and men are from Mars.
Yeah, exactly. I was just remembering the title. So that was interesting because it was talking about the differences between men and women. And to some extent, many of the notions in there were so right. Like as in the documentaries that we watch about the same topic, many of them come to say that there are some general points that are true about women and some general points that are going to be true for men. And they apply it in social life of these human beings who have interaction with each other as the male and female. And then many of them are true.
Okay, it is exactly generalization. You're generalizing something towards gender, which is not completely true. You know, scientifically, it's not true.
I would say generalization is going to be true. But then as making it specific, no.
But a proportion of exception is too much to call it exception.
It's a complex topic, right?
Yeah,
like I think there's a lot to say on it. For example,
people have so many views,
especially in the West right now. It's a huge topic, and I think they've taken it to a totally different extreme over there. But I think there's always parts that we can agree on and disagree on, right? For example, there's definitely parts that are common among men and women, and then there's stuff that's different. Why is that such a controversial topic? I don't understand. You know, why do people have to have such heated debates about it?
So you mean naturally women and men are different?
There's
no
common
disagreement over this.
Yeah, there's commonalities between it and there's differences between it. And that's normal. That's how it is. Denying that.
They're different because their physiological bodies are
different.
They're different.
Their
hormones
are
different.
Throughout the history of human beings, there have been many studies, many psychological studies, anthropological studies. So they come to understand the nature of a woman and the nature of a man because this is going to give you a better understanding of the people in your life.
Yeah.
Because, for example, if a woman knows much enough about the nature of a man, then she's not going to go through some trivial issues in her married life. Like, for example, I'm just giving you an example because the same thing could be applied in a place where you have too much of co-workers who are from different genders. Like, I mean, you have male and female co-workers or even at the educational places like at university, you have different genders. So you have to know about each other in order to interact in a better way. So psychological studies have done too much in this area.
You know, for most of these psychological facts, there are some scientific facts that are supporting these kind of things. Like, for example, about a point that women are multifunctional. You know, they can do so many works together at the same time.
Now there's an exception. Can't be multitasking.
Yeah, exactly. I saw so many exceptions because I'm one of them. For example, when I'm working with a computer or something, I cannot, for example, hear what other people are saying to me.
Exactly.
And this is the way I am, but most people are multifunctional.
Now, tell you something interesting.
Yeah.
At university, we have to give lectures, and then at the same time, we have to have some PowerPoints.
Yeah, I have.
Now, the problem is, when I'm just reading an article and I'm trying to create a PowerPoint out of it, the thought that I have all the time is that, okay, How am I going to make a balance between what I'm going to say and the slide that I'm going to show?
Exactly.
This is my biggest problem. There.
You know, the scientific reason behind that psychological fact that women are multifunctional is that they have a stronger connection between two different sides of their brains.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, for most of these kind of hints that you are actually suggesting are scientific reasons and so many other things. And I do believe in
these ideas.
I do believe in them. Okay. Yeah. They're true. Mostly they're true. But the point that we want to base our communication with genders, different genders, towards all of these hints is something that I cannot accept.
What is it that you can't accept?
The base that we are making for communication, the guidelines, yeah. You know, I don't like it.
Like what, for example?
For example, just we have this hint about men that they don't care about details, okay? Mm. In the background of our mind, and we base our conversation, our communication with other genders based on this, actually.
And then your professor comes out to be a person who cares for details.
Exactly.
I think the idea is that when you're looking at psychological studies that have been done, they look at the average, right? They look at what is the majority of, for example, when we look at weight and height of babies, for example, between the ages of 0 and 9 of kids, we have a graph which very specifically shows what the average height and weight of a male should be and a female should be, right? Yeah. So that's very like sort of objective data. I think what becomes controversial is when people start defining roles for genders. I think that's where people start taking issues, right? For example, if I were to say a woman's role is in the home, for example, right?
Yeah.
Some people may strongly disagree with that, right? So that's where sort of I think that's the danger is, and that's where we would have to more discussion about why we say that.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. And we're talking about the differences between different genders. And we came up with the idea that the thing that makes it so controversial and brings up all the disagreement is when they are going to define roles based on these generalized data.
Right. I was just going to say, and one of the issues is that in today's like modern world, if you compare it to, let's say, my parents' generation, like 50 years ago, back then, the roles were much more defined. Right? People were much more like sort of, they knew what the roles were and they were accepting of it. I think now, today, the way the world's become, women are doing a lot of the same things that men are doing, right?
Yeah.
And they start sort of, that's where, and then they start saying, hey, we're just like men. And that's where I think confusion comes in. Yes, you can now do a lot of the same things that men are doing, but that doesn't mean you're exactly the same. It doesn't mean you have...
Yeah. See, yeah. There is a basic point. Men and women are different from each other, but this does not make any one of them superior to another one.
Exactly.
This is the main point, I guess.
There was actually all of these topics of today's discussion remind me of this test that was done by one of the scientists that was called Paradise Box. It was a test, a box full of mice that these mice actually were brought up in a very complete and prosperous environment, full of food, full of, I don't know, the best weather, the best thing, and so on.
Okay? Like the Paradise Box.
Exactly.
It's like already suggesting.
And, you know, after, for example, one generation of reproduction, these mice started to kill each other. The powerful mice started to kill the weaker mice, okay?
Yeah.
And after a time, female mice refused to actually give birth to children. And that was interesting.
That's nice.
Yeah, because they didn't see any need for doing that. And they were trying to kill other male, mice because they were powerful and they were their competitors towards this food in paradise.
So it was more of a competition.
Are you sure this isn't a movie that you're talking about?
No, it's a test. It's a scientific test. Yeah. And he did it for 25 times. And every 25 times, the result was the same. Mm. And,
But we're not mice.
Yeah, we are human beings, but we have some features in common. We are our nature, you know.
But how are you relating this to us?
Yeah, That's my question. And this actually...
Wait, this is not the end of this.
Yeah, at the end of the day, there was one female left, and then the death of the female, and all of the mice were gone, okay. And it was the story, and the thing which I'm trying to tell you is that the method that we are choosing to live with, these modern mindsets of feminism...
Anti-traditional.
Exactly. And the feeling that we are like the same, we have the same power as men, we can do whatever men can do, and all of these way of thinking that are trying to actually make a big gap between the life that we are living and the life that our traditional parents were living is something really dangerous, okay? Because our bodies are different. We are different, and you have to accept it. The only thing, and there's this beautiful verse in Holy Quran that you men and women can complete each other. And the only thing that you can be the same in as valuable creatures is your piety and virtue.
Exactly. Okay? And the thing that makes the difference between human beings is their piety, exactly.
Exactly. And because of that, you have to keep that in mind. We are different human beings, and we are men, we are women. But humanity is something which is the same, which is the value.
The essence is humanity.
Exactly.
That is the thing that gives you the value.
And traditions are not bad, by the way.
Yeah, traditions are not bad. Yeah. But unfortunately, that's the... I don't know if it's fruit or it's a poisonous fruit, whatever, but I would like to call it a poisonous fruit of modernity, that they think if they come to be a nonconformist, if they come to be anti-traditional, anti-religion, anti-whatever set of rules, then that's a sense of enlightenment.
Like, you'll see what they're doing, like the extreme that they've taken gender to in Western societies, where, well, they'll take 5 to 4 year old kids and they'll tell them you can be any gender you want.
Yeah, yes. Pick your gender.
Pick your gender. They're like, you can be born in a certain body, but you could be feeling. So that's like the most extreme form of evil that I could think. You're like messing up a child.
You know, I just saw a politician, one of them, those people who were just planning on these things, he himself was saying that we are destroying the rules of nature.
Right.
How is it to bring another gender into this world and then expect this world to work properly?
Right. So one of the things that I really like about here is that and where I'm studying psychology is that they're using sort of Islamic studies with psychological studies and sort of combining those two things, right? And from that, we can sort of deduce that, yes, we are different. We have different needs, right? Men and women have different needs, for example. Not only... totally, but even at different stages of our lives, for example, from different ages.
Yeah.
You know, a woman at the age of 40 versus a man at the age of 40, they have different sort of ways of thinking and needs. And how do we best address that with knowledge? I think that's the best way to go about this, right?
Exactly.
There's no argument about it. Let's just use knowledge, look at the needs. And the amazing thing here is here in Iran, you can find so many lectures or so many books about, for example, understanding how to be a better husband, how to be a better father, how to be a better mother, for example. All, you know, how to be a better wife, how to be... all, and the expertise is there. We should use it if it's
so
there.
So the important thing is that there is Islamic narrations that we can use, and there are these psychological and scientific knowledge that we can use, and they could come handy to us, and a mixture of them could help us know more of each other. And there is no doubt in the fact that there are differences between men and women. So they're from Venus and these are from Mars. So there must be some differences between
them.
The other point from our discussion was the fact that all these differences create us. These things define us. So we're not going to deny them. The only thing is to accept them. And also another point is that maybe whatever science and psychology come up with as a result are just going to be a general point. They cannot be applied on every single individual of that gender that we are studying. Because sometimes they say that women are like this, men are like this, but when you are going to compare the knowledge that you have got onto the very specific individual that you're dealing with, then you come up with the fact that, okay, all these things are just nonsense. Because human beings are different in the sense that every single one of them is a world of themselves for their own, are just worlds for their own. So, yeah. We are individuals. Every single one of us has got a set of behavior that is unique to us. And the thing that makes us have a better interaction with each other is actually the understanding of each other. And thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabb. Let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.